2012年普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语试题北京卷听力考试现在开始，请打开试卷第一页，请看听力理解部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有一道小题，从每题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话或独白后，你将有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话或独白你将听一遍。例如，现在你有5秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Can I read your newspaper, Jane?
Didn't you bring a book with you?
Yes, but it's not very interesting.
Okay, here you are. I'll read the magazine.
你将有5秒钟的时间作答。该男士想阅读的是报纸，所以正确选项为 A。现在你有5秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
Hello, Henry's bookstore.
Hello, is Tom there?
Sorry, he is not here right now. Can I take a message?
Yes, can you tell him Jane called? By the way, may I know your name?
Mike Smith.Which do you prefer, Indian or Chinese food?
Well, Indian is my favorite. What about you?
I prefer Chinese when it's takeaway, but I'd rather have Italian when I go out.
Midwest Air, may I help you?
Yes.What's your daily flight schedule from Chicago to Detroit?
Let's see. Our first flight is at 5:18 a.m., arriving at 6:10 a.m. There's one at 8 a.m., arriving at 8:50 a.m.
Okay, thanks.
Excuse me, is there a telephone around here?
Oh, yeah. It's just past the tennis court.
The tennis court?
Yes, it's near the back wall of the zoo. Welcome to your 24/7 weather forecast.Brought to you by your internet service provider. The week will begin with snow, which will end by Tuesday. Then it's cloudy every day until the end of the week, when we will have some sunshine.
每段对话或独白后有几道小题，从每题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有5秒钟的时间阅读每小题。听完后，每小题将给出5秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，你将听2遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两道小题。现在你有10秒钟的时间阅读这两道小题。
Will you be putting this on your credit card?
No, I'll pay cash.
Okay, so the total comes to $130, including tax.
I thought it was $115. That's what they said yesterday when we checked in.
Yes, but there is an extra room charge on your bill.
Oh, I forgot. My wife ordered a cheesecake. Sorry.
No problem. So, from $140, here's your change. Now, I'll just need to ask you for your room keys. Will you be putting this on your credit card?
No, I'll pay cash.
Okay, so the total comes to $130, including tax.
I thought it was $115. That's what they said yesterday when we checked in.
Yes, but there is an extra room charge on your bill.
Oh, I forgot. My wife ordered a cheesecake. Sorry.
No problem. So, from $140, here's your change. Now, I'll just need to ask you for your room keys.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第九两道小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两道小题。
What did you do last weekend, Bob? Stay at home again?
No, I visited a friend. Then I went to a dance.
Did you enjoy the dance?
No, I didn't. There were too many people. What about you, Anne?
On Saturday, I watched TV in the morning and went shopping in the afternoon. I played tennis on Sunday.
Ah, did you win?
Yes, I did.
Right then. Can I have a game with you sometime this weekend?
Sure. What did you do last weekend, Bob? Stay at home again?
No. I visited a friend. Then I went to a dance.
Did you enjoy the dance?
No, I didn't. There were too many people. What about you, Anne?
On Saturday, I watched TV in the morning and went shopping in the afternoon. I played tennis on Sunday.
Ah, did you win?
Yes, I did.
Right then. Can I have a game with you sometime this weekend?
Sure.
听下面一段对话。回答第十至第十二三道小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三道小题。
I went to look at those new houses near the sports center.This afternoon?
Oh, yes.
They're really nice. There's lots of space, and each house has got 3 bedrooms and a separate shower room. And there's a garden at the back. John, would you put down your book? Aren't you interested?
Not especially.
But why? I thought you wanted to move.
You're the one who wants to move.
But you said the last time your brother stayed, it was impossible without an extra bedroom.
I didn't say that. I like this flat. I can walk to work.
You could still walk to work if we moved.
It's further away, and it'd be far too noisy near the sports center.
But it's not exactly quiet living on this main road.
Well...We chose this flat together, and you didn't mind the noise from the main road then. I seem to remember you liked the idea of being close to a bus station.
I did, and still do. It's simply that we need more space. John, at least come and have a look at the houses.
Very well, then. But don't expect me to change my mind.
Okay, we'll just look. I went to look at those new houses near the sports center this afternoon.
Oh, yes.
They're really nice. There's lots of space, and each house has got 3 bedrooms and a separate shower room. And there's a garden at the back. John, would you put down your book? Aren't you interested?
Not especially.
But why? I thought you wanted to move.
You're the one who wants to move.
But you said the last time your brother stayed, it was impossible without an extra bedroom.
I didn't say that. I like this flat. I can walk to work.
You could still walk to work if we moved.
It's further away, and it'd be far too noisy near the sports center.
But it's not exactly quiet living on this main road.
Well, we chose this flat together, and you didn't mind the noise from the main road then. I seem to remember you liked the idea of being close to a bus station.
I did, and still do. It's simply that we need more space. John, at least come and have a look at the houses.
Very well, then. But don't expect me to change my mind.
Okay, we'll just look.
听下面一段独白，回答第13至第153道小题。现在你有15秒钟的时间阅读这3道小题。
Welcome to the California Governor's School. Since it is your first day at this school, I'm going to give you a brief introduction to our students' safety instructions. First, an announcement. For your safety and the safety of others, all of you must attend a safety training program offered by the Office of Safety this afternoon. At the end of the program, you will be required to complete the safety sheet prepared by the school. Second, you must not leave the campus during the weekdays. No parties unless a teacher is present. Trips to the beach, bank, or post office are not permitted. Third, you must get familiar with the safety equipment, such as fire escapes and fire blankets. Never block access to any emergency equipment or exits. Fourth, never work in the laboratory without your teacher. Remember to tie back loose hair, otherwise it may catch fire or fall into chemical liquids. Also, brushing hair from your face with a gloved hand can pass harmful chemicals to your face or eyes. Welcome to the California Governor's School. Since it is your first day at this school, I'm going to give you a brief introduction to our students' safety instructions. First, an announcement. For your safety and the safety of others, all of you must attend a safety training program offered by the Office of Safety this afternoon. At the end of the program, you will be required to complete the safety sheet prepared by the school. Second, you must not leave the campus during the weekdays. No parties unless a teacher is present. Trips to the beach, bank, or post office are not permitted. Third, you must get familiar with the safety equipment, such as fire escapes and fire blankets. Never block access to any emergency equipment or exits. Fourth, never work in the laboratory without your teacher. Remember to tie back loose hair, otherwise it may catch fire or fall into chemical liquids. Also, brushing hair from your face with a gloved hand can pass harmful chemicals to your face or eyes.
第二节到此结束。第三节，听下面一段对话，完成第十六至第二十五道小题，每小题仅填写一个词。听对话前，你将有二十秒钟的时间阅读试题，听完后，你将有六十秒钟的作答时间。这段对话你将听两遍。
Pacific Bell, may I help you?
I'd like to have my phone disconnected.
May I ask why?
Well, I'm moving house. I've just graduated and am moving to California in August for a new job there.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. May I have your phone number, please?
Sure. It's 320-428-7859.
And the name on the account, please?
It's Edward Ryfield. That's R-Y-E-F-I-E-L-D.
Okay. For security purposes, may I have your date of birth, please?
It's June the 5th, 1988.
Thank you. Now, when would you like it to be disconnected?
August the 9th by 5 p.m.?
No problem.
Oh, yes. One more thing. I have a monthly prepaid home phone plan with you. Can I get some of my money back now that I have cancelled my service before the end of the billing cycle?
Sorry, you can't.
That's too bad.
Sorry about that. Mr. Ryfield, the telephone will be disconnected at 5 p.m. August the 9th. Pacific Bell, may I help you?
I'd like to have my phone disconnected.
May I ask why?
Well, I'm moving house. I've just graduated and am moving to California in August for a new job there.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. May I have your phone number, please?
Sure. It's 320-428-7859.
And the name on the account, please?
It's Edward Ryfield. That's R-Y-E... F-I-E-L-D.
Okay. For security purposes, may I have your date of birth, please?
It's June the 5th, 1988.
Thank you. Now, when would you like it to be disconnected?
August the 9th by 5 p.m.?
No problem.
Oh, yes. One more thing. I have a monthly prepaid home phone plan with you. Can I get some of my money back now that I have cancelled my service before the end of the billing cycle?
Sorry, you can't.
That's too bad.
Sorry about that. Mr. Ryfield, the telephone will be disconnected at 5 p.m. August the 9th.
第三节到此结束，听力理解部分到此结束，请确认你的答案答在了答题卡上。